Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Here in Greer, the official podcast of the city of Greer. We've got a great show for you today because we're going to be talking about sports, and not just all sports, one specific sport, and that's rugby. Very popular around the world, and we hope it's going to become very popular here in Greer as we look forward to a very exciting weekend, not only this weekend, March 13th, but the following weekend on March 21st. We've got the South Greenville rugby team coming in, both boys and girls teams, and they'll be taking on folks at H.R. Turner Park that's located at 10 Virginia Avenue. Saturday, March 13th, we're going to start off with the girls' sevens games. That'll be South Greenville versus East Cobb Roswell out of Georgia. They will play at 1 and 3 o'clock. Sandwiching a boys' under 18 South Greenville versus Alpharetta game. That will begin at 1:30. That will be a 15s. Coming up on Sunday, March 21st, South Greenville teams return, but they will be hosting Charlotte and Roswell, what promises to be an exciting and fun afternoon of rugby. Joining us today are a couple of the coaches from the boys under 18 South Greenville team. We have Warren Taylor, the head coach, and Patrick Tingem, also a coach with them. Gentlemen, we welcome you this morning. Welcome to Here in Greer. And Patrick, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your history, your past with rugby, and how it's affected your life.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Started back in college, actually. I lost my football scholarship and then started and got recruited to play rugby at the Citadel. And then played at the Citadel, and then went on and took a job up in Ringgold, Georgia, or south of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and played for the Chattanooga men's team until my boys were born, and I took some hiatus off. And then as my boys started to grow and we moved to Greenville, a gentleman by the name of Phil Weston, who actually started the South Greenville Club, came up to me and he said, would you like your son to start playing rugby? We're going to start a rugby team here in South Greenville. And I said, sure. And that's how it kind of started and evolved. And then I got my certification to coach. And then Warren Taylor, who's now the head coach, came on board too. And we've grown this sport in the local communities ever since and just trying to keep promoting it. But rugby's been a very communal sport, and I wanted to give back. Basically, so this is part of me giving back. My youngest boy is now a senior this year. I will continue to coach rugby for the South Greenville team, and we'll continue to move forward.
And Warren, can you tell us the same thing, your history, and what has rugby meant to you?
Rugby started to me as a young boy. I was 7 years old when I started playing rugby, so in South Africa, if you pick up from the accent. So I started playing rugby at 7 years old, and my father was a Springbok in South Africa, so he played for South Africa. So it was in our blood anyway. And so we were pushed into playing rugby, and we ended up going to rugby schools in South Africa that pushed number one schools through the country. So ended up in Pietermaritzburg at Maritzburg College, played the first division team there. And then from that went into university and then got recruited as a pro for 5 years. In South Africa, moved over here to America in 1997, and I coached in Illinois. I wanted to give back the same as what Pat said. I wanted to give back, so I coached in Illinois for 6-7 years, and then moved down here and met up with Phil Weston. We all seem to revolve around Phil Weston.
Yeah.
So met up with Phil Weston and started coaching the South Greenville team. Same as Pat's got, I've got a young daughter that currently plays for South Greenville on the girls' team. I've got an older daughter that currently plays for Life University in Marietta, Georgia. And I've got a son that plays for Life University as well. So they're still playing rugby, and hopefully they can go a little bit further with their careers.
So the love of rugby really runs through the Taylor family.
It's what we would call in South Africa, and it's a little bit different, what you call in America would be football, is that we consider it to be a way of life. It is. Rugby is everything to us.
How would you describe the sport of rugby to someone who has never watched a match or a game?
I'd like to say in South Africa and England, you'll say that they're two different sports, cricket and rugby, or soccer and rugby. And soccer was a gentleman's sport played by hooligans, and rugby is a hooligan sport played by gentlemen. And we would consider ourselves to be gentlemen. And rugby is a sport that anybody that can play. It's a sport that most people go through football and will never ever touch the football, so they'll never touch the pigskin. Whereas in rugby, you can play offense, defense, and you don't come off the field. So you play for a full 70 in men's game, 80 minutes without coming off the field. You can score tries, you can tackle, you can do everything that you would do on both sides of the football field, but you're doing it without pads and you're doing it at speed. So there's no breaks, there's no stoppages, other than when you have infringements. So you really have to be fit to play rugby.
Yeah, to add to that, I mean, when I picked up it, I, you know, came from football into rugby, and you're like, no pads? And you're like, oh, my gosh. But the hitting techniques that we teach the kids, the way they tackle, the sizes doesn't matter in this sport, because you don't hit someone as hard as you would with pads or with, you know, without pads. So the tackling you see sometimes, most of the time in rugby, is not as hard as you would think it is. Everyone's like, oh, it's no pads. I got to be worried about no pads. It's not really. We've not had a concussion. We teach boys proper tackle techniques, and even with the girls, we've done really well with that. So we take big pride in that, and that we are we've not had serious injuries as well. In the sport as well. So it's like I said, it's a great sport. It's a growing sport, but everybody can score. Anybody can make a tackle or, you know, score a try, as we say. And then it's a great sport to watch and understand slowly.
Now, rugby has been organized in the upstate, specifically in Greenville, since 1969. So that's more than 50 years now with the Greenville Griffins team. The youth boys and girls teams have been really around over the last 5 years, 5 to 7 years, and yet it's still run under the radar for many average sports fans in the upstate. I saw a statistic this morning that rugby is one of the fastest growing team sports in America right now. Do you see that beginning to emerge more as a mainstream sport and is picking up popularity in America?
Definitely. We've definitely seen a huge spike in the interest in rugby. Last year was a little bit of a problem with COVID and everything that happened, so we had a little bit of a dip from that. But the boys that come out now just love it. They just absolutely love it. They fall in love with it as much as I think that Pat and I have always been in love with rugby.
Yeah, I guess I need to follow up on that. Size does not matter. We have kids that are 100 pounds, and we have kids that are 200 pounds on the team. So and they're all in a position that suits them. That's one of the greatest things about the sport, is that you don't have to be a big person to necessarily play the sport. You don't have to be, you know, you have to be fit for sure, but you can be 100 pounds or 220 pounds and still be on the same team, and it's not going to affect the play. I think the sport is growing because of the popularity of it as well, and it's fast paced. It's constant movement. There's no breaks. But also you're seeing there's two different rugbies. There's 15s, which we play, and then there's 7s as well. And 7s is 7 minutes, 2 7-minute halves, and the game's over. So it's a very quick game. With 15s, in high school, it's 35-minute. In South Carolina, it's 35-minute halves. So it's 70 minutes. And it's a slower game, but there's 15 men on the field. In 7s, there's 7 men on the field for each team. So that's the difference, and you'll see that the USA won the 7s World Cup 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
They were in the running 2 years ago.
They were in the running.
And they lost it at the end.
Yeah.
But 7s has become an Olympic sport now, and I think that's where the interest is really sparked, was as soon as it became an Olympic sport again, it really, the interest throughout the country has been phenomenal. So... 7s, the difference between what Patrick didn't explain about 7s, the difference in 7s is you have smaller, faster people playing 7s. In 15s, you can have the big, burly people playing, and it's a little bit slower game, but you still have the speed on the outside, which is where the small kids come in.
Now, do the women players play primarily 7s, or do they play the larger games as well?
No, not necessarily. No, they play, women play sevens and 15s. We'll play sevens this Saturday. We'll play sevens with the girls, simply because the team coming up doesn't have enough players. But on the 21st of this month, we play 15s. And the girls will play 15s. And they love it both ways. It's a great sport no matter what you do, sevens, 15s, speed or not speed. It's still a great sport.
Now, as you've talked about today, and we will see again this Saturday, do you see both genders sharing an equal love of the sport?
I don't think there's a difference in love of the sport. I think girls in general are finding that they've got a sport that they can compete with the boys' football teams. And they've got a sport that they can go out and show how strong and how tough they are. Rugby has come into, literally slid into that category. And the girls love it. The girls that want to do a bit of hitting and have got an older brother that's played before them or has played football, now suddenly they want to do it. And it's great to see.
As coaches, how important is it for rugby players to be exposed to the sport at a relatively young age and to gain those skills that you've talked about?
To be honest, we take kids from all ages. We were trying very hard to get younger kids to play. I mean, middle school is definitely a place we would love to start, but we don't see the interest and we don't have enough kids at that level right now. But so we've focused in on the high school kids. To be honest, we have kids that have played that don't get on the soccer pitch, that don't get on the basketball court, that don't get on the football field, that don't get on the basketball court. And we say, come play rugby. Come out and show your talent and techniques here. And normally they come out as juniors and seniors, when in reality, if we get the kids that come out as freshmen and sophomores, they really start to develop and love the game. We've been fortunate in that we've had a couple kids come out as seniors and actually get scholarships to play in college, boys and girls. So in the last 7 years we've been in existence, we've sent on scholarship to college seven kids, boys and girls. So that's something we're very proud of as a team. And some of these kids were offered wrestling scholarships. Some of them were offered football scholarships. And then they went the path of rugby, you know, because it just found out that way. And they only played 1 or 2 years with us. So we're very proud of that record. And I think, you know, Warren, you might want to add to that, but it's something that I think we can continue to build on as we continue to grow the sport. But we want to get those kids that are in eighth grade, not seventh grade, to come out and play. We have some now that are eighth grade and seventh grade playing with us on a non-contact level.
We're proud of the fact of what Greer Municipality has done for us and Greer Park has done for us as well, is that on the 24th of April, we're going to have a junior or middle school and elementary school rugby day on, you know, here at Turner Park. And, you know, Greer's really put up their hand and helped us and worked with us and to grow the sport. So if we get those kids from middle school to come through, you know, we look at it in 2-3 years time, we'll have a phenomenal team going into freshman and sophomore.
Now, rugby has never really been a part of the City of Greer's Parks and Recreation Department and the offerings that it has for young people. Talk a little bit about how the next two weekends came about and how it feels to be introducing the sport to a new audience.
The next two weekends was really just hard work on getting it's getting games and getting teams, and with the COVID protocols and everything, we've eventually come together and the team that we'll be playing this weekend is ranked number 16 in the country. We were ranked number 13 until 2 years ago, so we up there with them in rankings. But we play them every year at the beginning of every season. We normally play them down in Alpharetta, and this year with Andy's help, we decided that we'll do it here in Greer and really promote the Greer and the park and rec and rugby in the upstate. So that's for this weekend. So this weekend is two teams from Georgia coming up. Next weekend on the 21st, Sunday the 21st, we have the same Alpharetta Georgia team coming up, but we've got a team coming down from Charlotte, which is ranked, the team is actually ranked number one in the country, which is going to be really interesting. Alpharetta will take on their A team and we'll be playing their B team. But I think the B team's ranked number 8 in the country. So
right.
It's a great program, and it's a program that we see the Tigers program. We see us being there in a couple of years, so we can build it and get it going and get ourselves up there as well.
That's what we're aspiring to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're proud of what we're trying to build here with the team, and we're proud and happy to be part of the Greer and Parks and Recreation Association, and looking forward to promoting rugby year-round, because in the South Carolina area, you can play year-round. You know, you get a couple cold days here and there, but there's no 6 inches of snow that we're scooping off the streets, you know, and staying around for a long time. But we're happy to be here and happy to promote the sport.
Well, rugby is obviously becoming more popular among young people, even adults, as they begin to watch it on TV. What direction is the curve heading for the sport?
I think it's a exponential curve at the moment. I think rugby is only going from strength to strength, with people realizing that it's a sport that anybody can play, as Pat rightly said, and it's a sport that we all can enjoy. So, and we can enjoy it from moms, dads, down to siblings. So it's a sport that really is growing in the country, and it will continue growing from strength to strength.
Well, Coach Warren Taylor and Coach Patrick Tingem, thank you very much for joining us this morning, talking a little bit about the events coming up this weekend, and we wish you the best of luck to you and your teams as rugby comes to Greer.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And once again, it'll be a big day of rugby coming up at H.R. Turner Park this Saturday, March 13th. The South Greenville girls team will take on East Cobb Roswell at 1 and 3 o'clock in Girls 7. And then the boys under 18 South Greenville team hosts Alpharetta at 1:30. Teams will be back out on the pitch Sunday, March 21st, as South Greenville hosts Charlotte, as you heard, the number one ranked team, and Roswell. Again, those games will be at H.R. Turner Park, located at 10 Virginia Avenue. That's just off Pennsylvania Avenue and behind the Greer CPW buildings. So come on out for some rugby action at H.R. Turner Park. Bleachers will be available, or you're welcome to bring a folding chair and a cooler. There will be a food truck available. It's guaranteed to be a great time, and everything is free except for the food truck. So come enjoy a big afternoon. More information is available on the City of Greer website at www.cityofgreer.org. There will be a news story right on the homepage. And while you're at it, check out Greenville Rugby Online to learn more about the youth teams, as well as the Greenville Griffins. Head over to greenvillerugby.com. That's GVLrugby.com, GVLrugby.com, and you may just discover your favorite new sport. Well, that will do it for this episode of Here in Greer. For Warren Taylor and Patrick Tingem and executive producer Lily Norvell, this is Steve Owens saying be good to each other, and we'll see you next time.